أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وآية لهم أنا حملنا ذريتهم في الفلك المشحون وخلقنا لهم من مثله ما يركبون وإن نشأ نغرقهم فلا صريخ لهم ولا هم ينقذون. Respected elders and dear brothers, mothers and honorable sisters, we continue with section 3 of Surah Yasin. And this section commenced with the ayah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَآيَةٌ لَهُمُ الْأَرْضُ الْمَيْتَةِ. That was ayah number 33. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explained in that ayah, and you realize every ayah, every verse of the Quran is called an ayah. And what do we translate ayah as? We translated ayah as a sign. Because every ayah of the Quran is a sign. It is a pointer. It is a director which points and directs us to what? It directs us to Allah. Every ayah of the Quran has the potential to bring about a transformation in the life of the reciter. That is why every verse of the Quran is called an ayah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then spoke of the signs that are found within the earth. And whatever is produced by the earth, Allah says that is an ayah, a sign. If you think about it, it will draw you closer to Allah. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the verses that we discussed last night, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala turned our attention towards the cosmic creation. Allah spoke of the night. Allah spoke of the day. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of the precision with which the sun moves. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of the different manazil of the moon, the phases of the moon, the different phases it experiences. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala drew our attention towards the cosmic creation. And Allah concluded that part of section 3 by saying, وَكُلٌّ. Every cosmic creation of Allah, every star, every planet, everything that is out there in space, each and every one of them, fi falak. Falak, we translated as an orbit. Each one has an orbit, yasbahun, in which yasbahun. Yasbahun actually means to swim. Sabaha. The root letters of yasbahun are the sin, the ba, and the ha. I want you to concentrate on yasbahun. The root letters are sin, ba, ha. Sabaha means to swim, to take a swim. And that is why even a swimming pool, in Arabic we call it a masbah, having the same three root letters. Masbah, a swimming pool, a place where you do sabah, like masjid is a place where you make sujood. Masbah is a place where you swim, sabaha. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, each and every one of them has an orbit in which it swims. It's like just gliding. It's just gliding comfortably in that orbit, as huge as a creation as it may be. The sun, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the moon, the planets, earth, all of them are just gliding and swimming in its own orbit. Now, this is so amazing. You know, when you hear yasbah, what's the first thing you all thought of? Some of us, every morning, where do we go? And we yasbah. You think of the ocean, right? Especially because we are in Durban. Many of us are perhaps missing the beach because of Ramadan. So we didn't get our sabah. We didn't get our morning dosage of swimming, our daily dosage of swimming. But when Allah says yasbahun, and I translated it as swimming, perhaps the first thing that came to your mind was the ocean. I miss swimming in the ocean. Yasbahun, to swim. And then look at what comes before yasbahun. Falak. Falak, I translated it as an orbit. Each one of them is swimming in this orbit. Now, keeping what I said, keeping that in mind, the two points in mind, One is yasbahun, swimming, makes you think of the ocean. Falak, falak is an orbit, the orbit in which it is swimming and gliding and moving. Let's go to tonight's verse that we are going to discuss. Allah speaks of another ayah. So the first ayah, wa ayatul lahumul ard, the earth. Wa ayatul lahumul layl, study the cosmic creations. Another ayah. Allah says, wa ayatul lahum, another ayah for them, for you, that will take you to Allah. If you think of this ayah, the sign, ayah lahum, especially for those who deny the existence of Allah, Allah says, another ayah, another sign for them, lahum, for them. What do we, if you look at wherever Allah spoke of ayah, okay, let's go to ayah 33. Allah says, wa ayah, and a sign, lahum, for them. Go to the second instance where Allah spoke about ayah. That was ayah number 33. Now go to ayah number 37. Again Allah says, wa ayah lahum. Here again Allah says, wa ayah lahum. If wherever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of one of his signs, ayah, 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 three occasions thus far. What comes after it? Lahum. Lahum means for them. In other words, everything that I brought into existence, I brought it to existence to make you reach Allah. For you, it is a sign for you. That's why everything Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says has been brought into existence, lahum, for them to get to Allah. Lahum, for them, the cosmic creation. And now once again Allah says, wa ayatul lahum, another ayah, lahum, for them, again. What is it? Anna hamalna durriyatahum. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, hamalna. Hamalna. What does hamalna mean? Hamalna literally means to carry. Hamalna, we have carried. We have boarded. Another ayah for them, to make them realize the existence of Allah, is Allah says, we have boarded durriyatahum. Durriyah. What does durriyah mean? Durriyah means progeny. Future progeny. Your future children, we have boarded their future children, fil fulk. Another sign is we have boarded their future children, we have allowed their future children to board and to ride or to get onto al fulk, a ship. To board onto ships, which is al mashhoon, a ship that is laden, fully laden, filled and packed to capacity. Now when we ended the last verse, what does it make you think of? The ocean, correct? Falakin yasbahun. When we heard yasbahun, swimming, we thought of the ocean. Number one. Number two, what was orbit in the previous verse? Point out the word for me. Orbit is falak. And now Allah speaks of fulk, subhanallah. First thing that came to your mind was the ocean. So you thought of the ocean. Allah now, after speaking of the cosmic creation, He started with the earth. He drew our, took our attention to the cosmic creations. He brought us back down to earth. And now, Allah is telling us, study what? The ocean. Now study the ocean. You thought about it when we said swimming. Now think about it deeper. Not just about swimming. Right? Allah says, and Allah uses the word fulk. Previously he used falak for orbit. He used fulk. Study the ship on which we have allowed you to board your future children and their dhurriyah, their progeny. And you will find, Allah says, the ship is mashhoon. What does mashhoon mean? Laden, full. You know what mashhoon means? Sometimes you're standing on the beachfront and you notice or you see that ship fully packed. Cargo ship leaving the harbor with all those containers on it, and you look at it and you think, subhanallah, how much hundreds of thousands of tons is that single ship carrying? That is mashhoon. Allah says, that's a sign for you. When you look at it, say, subhanallah, that is a sign for you. That is falak mashhoon, or fulk rather, fulk al mashhoon, packed to capacity, and it's traveling on the ocean. Now I want to draw your attention towards something. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, a sign for them is that we have allowed them to board their dhurriya, their entire progeny on a ship. Their entire progeny, dhurriya. Why the entire progeny? When you board onto an airplane and you are going to a different part of the world, are you taking your whole progeny along with you? Your future children and generation along with you? Perhaps we cannot relate to it. But in those days, when a young couple or a young man and a young woman, when they were sent off onto a ship by the parents, right? There was on the ship, meaning you're going to a different part of the world. You are going to be on sea or at sea for more than 3 months, up to 6 months. And they get to a different country or some land far away from home. What happens over there on that land? Is there any hope of them coming back home? No. So subhanAllah, this can only be the words of Allah, that we have boarded their children onto ships with their entire progeny. I mean, think of our existence here in this country. Our forefathers, when they came, their parents sent them onto that ship with all of us. We are that dhurriya, that progeny. Because they go now to that foreign land, they settle over there, they get married over there, they have children over there, they start working over there. So Allah says when that young man boarded the ship, or when that young woman boarded the ship, they took along with them dhurriyatahum, the entire progeny. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we were responsible for that. That's an ayah for them, that's a sign for them. So our one is, you know, when you think about it, Allah, we spoke about whenever you eat something from the earth, that you have a salad or you have a fruit, something that's produced directly from the earth, it should remind you of what? Resurrection. That should remind you of resurrection. Then your existence in a foreign land should remind you of Allah. Think about it. It's something we take for granted. But how did we get here? How did our forefathers get here? How did our progeny arrive over here? And how did our existence commence in this foreign land? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, there's a sign for you. There's an ayah for you in this. وَخَلَقْنَا لَهُمْ مِنْ مِثْلِهِ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and not only did we create for them the ship on which they are boarded, or which they board, وَخَلَقْنَا, and we created again, for who? لَهُمْ, for them. For the ibad, for the servants of Allah, we have created for them مِنْ مِثْلِهِ, similar to it, similar to the ship. Similar to the ship, we have created for them مَا يَرْكَبُونَ, what they ride on, what they board. Rakiba yarkab. Yarkab means to ride something. When you are driving your car or you get into your car, you say rakibtu sayyara or arkab sayyara. I am riding the car or I am driving the car. So yarkabun, Allah says, and we have created similar things for them which they board and which they ride on a daily basis. Now, let's translate this or understand this in the time and the era in which it was revealed. What was, apart from the ship, the Arabs, to whom this ayah was revealed, what was their everyday ride? BM? Did someone say BM? Camel. And you know what's the camel known as? What is the camel called? Safina to Sahara. What is Safina? Safina is another word for fulk. What does fulk mean? Ship. Safina to Sahara. The camel to the Arabs was known as the Safina of the Sahara, the ship of the desert. So Allah says, that's what comes to your mind. You, after you've sent your kids, you've sent them onto the ship and you've boarded them onto the ship, them and with them, along with them, the entire progeny, you then get onto your ship. Mimithrihi, something similar to it that you know of and which you ride, we have also created that for you. Wa mimithrihi ma yarkabun. You know, the ship breaks through the waves and it sails over the waves, and that camel, it has what before it? These huge sand dunes. Okay, desert dunes. Allah says, so something similar to it we have created. But did Allah specify camel? Now, that was with regards to them. You and I, what can be compared to the ship? The sailing of the ship. And Hazrat Mufti Shafi' Uthmani rahmatullah alayhi, he says, I am so convinced that this ayah, when Allah says, min mithlihi, we have created for them. Because if you look at yarkabun, study the word yarkabun there, that you have in front of you. Yarkabun has a ya attached to it. Can you see? Yeah, it has ya attached to it. Let's identify the root letters in yarkabun. Ra, ka, ba. Those are the three root letters. Ra, ka, ba. Without the ya, ra, kaf and ba means he mounted, a past tense verb. Is it a past tense verb? No. Why? What does it have attached to it? Ya. You see this ya in the Arabic language? Whenever you want to convert a past tense verb to a present tense verb or to a future tense verb, you add this ya. You add ya to it. So Allah is saying, and we have created for them something similar to the ship which they will ride in the future. So he writes, Mufti Shafiq, rahmatullah alayh, the great jurist, what does he write? He says that mimithlihi, something similar to the ship. The Arabs understood it as the camel, because that is what they would board. He says, for you and I living in this age, it is certainly referring to the aeroplane. The aeroplane. He says, think about that ship. Think about that ship. That is, you know, weighs hundred thousands of tons. Then on top of it, it has all its load, mashroon, all the load that it's carrying. And it sails and floats on top of the water. He says, think of that aeroplane in the sky. Is it not similar to it? It is sailing, floating on a bed of air. And it too is carrying baggage and luggage and people. It is also mashroon, full, laden. Subhanallah. So min mithrihi ma yarkabun, things that they are going to ride and travel with in the future, that too we have created it. Now you might ask, but Allah has attributed the creation of conveyances to Himself. Khalaqna, we have. But we know that who is responsible for manufacturing the cars that we drive, the motorbikes that we drive, the aeroplanes that we drive. When we hear of the manufacturing of a new series 2018 model or 2019 model, does our mind go to Allah? We think of the manufacturer. We think of who? The manufacturer, the company. But Allah says, khalaqna, we have. Allah attributes the creation of every means of conveyance, every transportation and means of transportation, Allah attributes it to Himself. But when we hear of the manufacturing of a new ride or a new vehicle or a new means of transportation, we think of the manufacturer, we don't think of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we must understand that the creativity and the idea that a human being has within him that prompts him to create that new vehicle, that creativity and that idea was placed in his mind and his heart by who? Allah. That's why Allah says, we have done it. Sometimes it's an idea that came to somebody's mind. Well, this year I think the tail light should look like this. Or the engine horsepower should be, I don't know anything about vehicles, right? I'm just, what we hear, so I'm just saying it. I might sound like a professional, but I know nothing. Okay, but that idea and that creativity, Allah placed it in the heart of the manufacturer, Muslim or non-Muslim. Muslim or non-Muslim. Okay, Allah, you know, once, and this was, subhanAllah, this one person, he was complaining to an alim about the seatbelt. Previously, your seatbelt, whether you had it on or not, it didn't make a difference. But now there's that bugging sound, that irritating, annoying sound. If you don't put your seatbelt on, that sound does not go away. They got that beeping, alarming, annoying sound that most of us probably hate. And that's why many of us keep our seatbelts locked in. So he was discussing this with the alim, and the alim says, you know what? Allah has put it in their heart that it is a safety feature. Use it. Allah put it in the minds, in the hearts of the manufacturer that this is a safety feature. So that idea came from who? From Allah. We created it. That's why when you get into your vehicle and read this dua, it's such a beautiful dua. What is the dua? Alhamdulillah. Subhanalladhi sakhara lana hadha. What does sakhara lana hadha mean? Alhamdulillah, I thank and praise Allah who is pure and free from every blemish and shortcoming. Sakhara lana hadha, who has made us in charge and in control of this vehicle. Sakhara lana hadha. He has put us in charge of this and has subjugated it to our control. So Allah says, وَخَلَقْنَا لَهُمْ And we have created for them مِنْ مِثْلِهِ Similar to the ship. مَا يَرْكَبُونَ Other things that they will board and ride in the future. وَإِنَّ شَاءَ Allah says, look, if we want, نُغْرِقْهُمْ We can sink them to the bottom of the ocean. We can. نُغْرِقْهُمْ We can sink them to the bottom of the ocean. Don't think it is the model or the manufacturer or the technology or whatever else that vehicle has that is protecting you and keeping you safe. Allah says, if we want and if we wish, نُغْرِقْهُمْ We can drown them and sink them to the bottom of the ocean. فَلَا صَرِيخَ لَهُمْ When they are right there at the bottom of the ocean, there will be no one who will be able to respond to their screams and their cries. وَلَا هُمْ يُنْقَذُونَ And they will be left there with no one to rescue them. إِلَّا Allah says, we don't do that. Look at this. We don't do it. So by default, it should be happening. By default, that is what should be happening, Allah is telling you. That plane is supposed to be falling out of the sky. We think it the other way. It's not supposed to be happening. When it falls down, that's an accident. Allah tells us, by default, it's supposed to be falling down to the ground. By default, that ship is supposed to be sinking. Illa rahmah. But it is Allah's rahmah that's keeping that aircraft sailing and flying up in the sky. And it is Allah's rahmah. Illa rahmatan. Except because of rahmah, of my mercy, my love, my care, my consideration, minna from us, wa mata'an ila heen, and so that they enjoy it, enjoy the ride, enjoy it, enjoy your vehicle, enjoy that ride. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, that's why we do not allow it to fall to the ground and crash onto the ground, And we do not allow it to sink to the bottom of the ocean. Why? Two reasons Allah has given us. Right? I want you to look at ayah number 44. It is but our rahmah, our mercy, minna that comes from us, that keeps them sailing and flying. وَمَتَاعًا And secondly, why don't we allow it to sink down to the bottom of the ocean? مَتَاعًا So that they may enjoy it. Use it. Use it for your enjoyment. إِلَىٰ حِين But up to a specified time. It has a lifetime. That vehicle or that means of transportation that you have, Allah says, you can enjoy it and use it for your benefit up to a specified time. With this verse, we have come to the end of section number 3. Alhamdulillah. So we have covered section 1, section 2, and section 3 of Surah Yasin. And tomorrow, inshallah, we'll commence our discussion on section 4. May Allah Ta'ala grant us the understanding.